I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Typhoon Shanshan struck Japan Thursday and then lessened to a tropical storm on Sunday. Since then, it's lingered over Honshu Island, disrupting public transportation and prolonging anxieties across the nation. Takeshi Takazawa with A3 says,
we don't have rice on the shelf of any supermarket or stores. Everybody's doing stockpiling, and we cannot buy rice.
In August alone, Japan endured multiple typhoons and a 7.1 magnitude earthquake, followed by warnings of a possible megaquake. That warning has since been lifted. But Takazawa says people have been seeing less and less help come from the government after disasters. Local churches have built networks to respond to crises. Pray that people are led to rely on God, our ultimate caregiver. And in a world that's becoming darker by the day, Lebanese believers are intentional about shining the light of Christ. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says at a recent staff meeting,
we asked ourselves, what is the role of Heart for Lebanon in times of crises? Every couple of years, there's a different kind of crisis, whether it's financial, the pandemic. We've been without a president and a sitting government now for over 18 months.
Together, the team came up with five responses. Fulfilling these five decrees in times of crisis will position Heart for Lebanon as a beacon of hope. Pray that hurting people will be drawn to their light and will find everything they need in Christ.
People are living in despair. They're living in fear. They're looking for hope desperately. But there's only one hope, and that is in Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year with a goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.